Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is your host, V the Preacher, and welcome to another edition of the Social Change Action Network broadcast, coming to you on December 25th, 2011. And my prayer is that you're healthy, that you're content, you're whole. This is a day that I remember now with the understanding and knowledge of the fact that in the book of Maccabees, the temple was restored. Rome, the Greeks were overthrown. We had the miracle of the oil, keeping the candle lit for 8 days. We celebrate that on today. And not so much what for years I celebrated, unbeknownst to me, a pagan holiday, a lot of different various meanings. It's dedicated to other gods, fallen angels, and some of you are familiar with the information that's out there. There's a lot of YouTube videos and different things out there. And so I had said I wasn't going to do the show, actually, to, talk about, the meaning of Christmas, because a lot of people are expecting that from me. They know I always post something on YouTube or on Facebook. I hear blog talk about these various so-called holidays. So I decided that I was going to go ahead and get some of this information out there to you, because I've heard so many times today, Merry Christmas, and it kind of just grieved me every time I heard it. I know most people mean well. I'll smile at them, but once you find out what is actually being said when you say that term, I'm sure you will change as well, too. I'm not here to argue or debate about commemorating a birth, even though we know it's not that day. Everyone in the Christian church will say that. We know it's not today, but we just want to commemorate the birth. And we have no records in any scriptures of any birthdays being celebrated, let alone Christ. And things are really taken out of context when it comes to the wise men and how many wise men there were and the gifts they brought. Things are really taken out of context. And I think what we need to understand is that we need to disassociate ourselves with all worldly pagan systems. Thank the Father that we have grace, mercy, and the sacrificed blood of our Christ, Yahushua HaMashiach, that allows us when we make mistakes and fall to get back up and to keep pressing on. So I pray you're having a wonderful day. I know a lot of you are not into the full knowledge of these different things, so you're mostly enjoying your family and some downtime. So I wish you well. Though your family is all of Israel, all of those who love our Father and do His will. So, this is just a real brief show. I'm just going to read some information to you and then probably let you get back to whatever it is you're eating. Put the ham down. So we're just going to share some information. First of all, I want to make some announcements. I want to thank Rabbi Shimon for the broadcast that we linked up with on Shabbat. He was simultaneously on Pal Talk, and we did Blog Talk. I don't know how well that went. The audio was clear. Someone has listened to that show or have comments about the audio, please leave me some comments about how you think the audio quality was for that particular show. Also, and my brother Dawa that gets with me on Thursday with Straight No Chaser, we're doing something that we know is needed in our community, because we know we deal with some stiff-necked, hard-headed people that don't want to hear the truth, so we have to come with shock and awe. And sometimes it gets a little explicit. We get into details, but it's no different than what you say behind closed doors when nobody's around, nobody's listening. So we just like to get that information out there. And then, of course, this coming Tuesday, the Most High Say the Same, we'll be back on with Aisha Bay, who's a certified herbalist, overcome a lot of sicknesses, and has a lot of information and knowledge about herbs and healthy foods that will combat cancers and what to do to be healthy and to take care of your temple. We have one little thing there that Ms. Aisha Bay kind of recommended and suggested, that a lot of people get involved in some type of Eastern religion, and we don't tell people what they should do, but we don't subscribe to any Eastern philosophy or religions, because we are followers of the Most High through His Son, Yahushua HaMashiach, the one that supposedly you think you're honoring his birthday. So I wanted to correct that, because that was said. And hopefully we will just continue to go forward with the information and not get some of our guests to get too into recommending spiritual, soul germs for people, our spiritual direction and guidance. Because the one thing's for sure is that I'm not going to compromise. I just want to open up the platform for people to be able to speak on things that are beneficial and to find common ground that we have. But when it comes to putting out information, trying to introduce you to fallen spirits, fallen demons, fallen entities, and expose you to something that you will not have control over, then I have to speak up against that. And so, no, those comments had nothing to do with Social Change Action Network. Okay. So, once again, thank you for tuning in. It's December 25th. I'll get this information. I want to read to you the title of this show is The Real Meaning of Christmas. This article was originally written from a Christian perspective. I'm going to change some of the wording, but mostly I want you to understand. They tell us that it is the season to be jolly. It is a time of ornaments, red and green decorations, silver bells, holly, mistletoe, and colored lights. It is also a time of department store Santas calling out their universal mantra, ho, 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 Merry Xmas. Nearly all of the realm's so-called Christianity join in and repeat this same greeting, Merry Xmas. Although we hear these words constantly as they resonate millions of times throughout the land, almost nobody understands what they are really saying. It is the purpose of this track to take the words Merry Xmas and examine the true meaning and essence of all those words. A true Christian would want to examine, remember this is written from a Christian perspective, so I just want to share this with you. A true believer is what I'm going to say, would want to examine everything they say, because Yahushua said in Matthew 12:36-37, but I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by these words thou shalt be justified, and by the words thou shalt be condemned. We will now set aside all of the customs, glitter, and traditions of Christmas, which were taken from pagan witchcraft and popularized by the Roman Catholic Church, and we will focus on the true meaning of the words Merry Christmas. The word Merry is simple to define. It unquestionably means to be happy, joyful, and lighthearted. The word Merry fits into the ambiance of laughter and frivolity. This word Merry by itself is innocent and innocuous enough, but as we will now see, it becomes heinously blasphemous when used with the word Christmas. Here, let it be noted that most people think the word Christmas means the birth of Christ, but by definition, it means the death of Christ. We will prove this by using the World Book Encyclopedia, the Catholic Encyclopedia, and a book entitled The Mass in Slow Motion. If you are an honest, sincere, and discerning so-called Christian, please read on. If not, you might as well stop here. The World Book Encyclopedia defines Christmas as this. The word Christmas comes from Christus Messe, an early English phrase that means Mass of Christ. It is interesting to note that the word Mass, as used by Roman Catholics, has traditionally been rejected by the so-called Protestants, such as Lutherans, Baptists, Methodists, and Presbyterians and Pentecostals, and so on. The word Mass is strictly a Catholic word, and thus so is Christ Mass. It would stand to reason that since all of these denominations love and embrace Christ Mass, that December 25th is the great homecoming day when all of the Protestants become Catholic for a day. It would seem that all of the so-called wayward daughters of the Romish Church return to their mother, the Scarlet Harlot. Thus, all the so-called Protestant churches could sing to the Pope that popular song, I'll Be Home for Christmas. If you think some of these songs have no meaning, that you just love to listen to innocently so you can catch the Christmas spirit, the Christmas demon. As previously stated, the word Mass in religious usage means a death sacrifice. The impact of this fact is horrifying and shocking. For when the millions of people are saying Merry Christmas, listen closely, they are literally saying Merry Death of Christ. Furthermore, when the fat man in the red suit laughs boisterously and says, ho, 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 Merry Christmas, he is mocking and laughing at the suffering and bleeding Savior who died for our sins. He does this while parents place the little children into his waiting arms to hear his false promises of gifts that he says he will give them. Consider what you are saying when you say Merry Christmas. What is so amusing about our Savior's painful death? What is so funny? Why is Santa laughing? Why are you going along with it? Your words do count, and Satan knows it. Yes, the word mass does mean death sacrifice. And to cement that fact, we will consider the definition of the inventors of the religious application of the word mass. Page 537 of the Catholic Encyclopedia, which says, in the Christian law, the supreme sacrifice is that of the mass. It goes on to say, the supreme act of worship consists essentially in an offering of worthy victim to God. The offering made by a proper person as a priest, the destruction of the victim. Please note carefully the word victim of the mass. The Latin word for victim is hostia, from which the word host is derived. The mass, by definition of those who coined the word, is a sacrifice involving a victim. There's no other meaning for the word mass or Christ mass. On page 110 of a book entitled The Mass in Slow Motion, we find the following words. It is only with the consecration that the sacrifice of the Mass is achieved. I have represented the Mass to you more than once as a kind of ritual dance. In essence, the Mass is the ceremonial slaying of Jesus Christ, Yahushua HaMashiach, over and over. Again, followed by eating of his flesh and drinking of his blood. The mass is the death sacrifice, and the host is the victim. This is official Roman Catholic doctrine, and Christmas is a word that they invented. Again, I ask, what is so merry about the pain, bleeding, suffering, and death of Jesus Christ? Satan has done quite a job of getting millions of so-called Christians to blaspheme. What a deceiver he is. Now you know the true meaning of the word Christmas or Mass of Christ. There's much more to know about the pagan holiday. December 25th and Christmas is not only a lie, but actually a witch's Shabbat called Yule, Y-U-L-E, in clever disguise. So that's something you'll want to check out too. Y-U-L-E. It's a witch's holiday. It's called Yule. It's disguised. So this is one of the high holy days for satanic worship. There are sacrifices on this day of human entities, of bodies. I know something that nobody wants to believe in anymore. They guess all these people just come up missing on the back of milk carts for no reason, and they never find them. And they think that's just coincidence or that just happens. Yeah, right. So there you have it, the true meaning of Christmas and saying Merry Christmas. Mass represents death. Merry Death of Christ Day. We're not even celebrating the birth. So many songs have come out, and these pastors and churches have told you so many lies, you believe it. But this was the original intent of that saying and to this day. Well, I'll be doing a show talking about Satanism and paganism, because I said I was going to do it last week, but we kind of got really busy with a lot of shows last week. So I'm definitely going to get it done this week. Coming up to another pagan holiday for the New Year's. We know the actual New Year's is around March, April 1st. That's just when the year actually does move into change. It's not in the winter time. So let me see, I've mentioned these holidays once before. I think it was on Facebook. I'll read this to you, and then we will sign out for the evening. The highest of all satanic holidays is one's own birthday. After one's own birthday, the two major satanic holidays are Walpurgisnacht and Halloween. In North America, there are generally 8 holy days for Satanists. They are Christmas, Easter, Halloween, Thanksgiving, and as close as possible to the first day of spring, fall, and winter. During special holy days when human sacrifices are used, the body is decapitated, the flesh is ground up, and the bones are buried. The flesh is often taken and mixed with blood, drugs, and other substances. And high priests take these things, and they're eaten by those who feel like they'll have more power for eating these people. So not trying to give you get you down. I know some of you are feeling pretty good with your eggnog right now, but I just got to put it out there and bring this truth, bring this information to you. Okay. Well, thanks for tuning in. And as we always say here, the only sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. For truth is a journey, not a destination. Until next time, I'm the preacher. And this is the Change Action Network. Shalom. Shalom.